Time for another coffee at the Merck here at the Madison Mercantile, and Chris Shelstead joins me once again. We kind of skipped last month because of the holiday season.
That's right, Paul. We skipped last month, but then last month turned out to be really busy. Yeah. Oh, God. I thought January would be kind of quiet, but we had so many great events in January, music and meetings and just people home for the holidays, and even though it was really cold outside, we felt like
That one week.
You know, we can't, and I'll take this winter anytime. It's been pretty easy, hasn't it?
Yep. You don't have to shovel the sidewalk very much. Don't have to worry about ice this year.
That's right. I bought a brand new snowblower, and of course, I only used it once. But
well, thank you for doing that.
I think it was my responsibility, right? It was good.
Yeah. You know, in January, and every time I came in here in January, there's so many people in here and so many different groups in here, and it's great to see.
It's been fun. I think we had a couple of really great musical events. I'm still thinking about the Twins of Franklin that we had here on the 20th of January. That was in collaboration with the Dawson Boyd Arts Society. Those ladies could sing like you wouldn't believe, and we were really anxious to get them back out here. So I just want to give a shout out to Dawson Boyd Arts Association for trusting us with their event. This is the second time we've worked with them collaboratively, and I'm looking forward to more in the future.
Awesome. Good. Yeah, great crowd and well attended. So
yeah, we've had great crowds. And we had a hometown favorite, you know, Charlie Roth here, and David up there playing with him as well, and Charlie will be back here in a couple months, I'm sure, so that's always a fun time when we can highlight
Mario Callens was here?
Mario. Yeah. Mario was a blast. An 18-year-old kid who knows every country song ever written, I think. Right, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, we're working with him to figure out how to bring him back soon, and this time we're going to have a dance floor.
Okay. For today. He likes the... Okay, good. And he's from the, what?
He's from Porter the
area?
Canby area? Yeah, Canby area. And like I said, he plays good old-fashioned country that all ages seem to like, and there were a few people up at dancing, and I've got some feedback that this carpet isn't the best for dancing on, so we're trying to figure that out.
So you gotta want to put a wood floor down.
Something. I don't know. I don't know what, but we'll make it happen.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. So what's happening at Madison Mercantile then, Chris?
Well, February, now this great weather rolls around and we are not shoveling snow and we're not chipping ice, so that gives us a little more time to work on the inside. One of the biggest things that we've accomplished this last couple months has been to finish the wellness space. We've got the yoga room all set up. It's beautiful. It's calm. It's nice. We don't have our yoga teacher solidified yet, but we're talking to a few folks.
Okay.
But the room is being used by Zach Gearman and his Next Gear Fitness as he's teaching kickboxing and jiu-jitsu and personal training. And I tell you, those classes are getting really popular.
Yeah, every time I see his posts on social media, different people all the time and more people.
Yep. And there's a group of ladies who come in for a mobility class, and they come in all looking pretty nice, and when they're leaving, you can tell Zach has done a number on them.
They put a sweat on them.
Yeah,
huh?
It's
but he was working with you for some a little bit, wasn't
yep,
he?
Yep, I've attended a few of the classes, and I can attest to the fact that he's a great teacher, and he's really good with kids too. So I wouldn't hesitate to sign up for one of his classes anytime.
Awesome, good.
Yeah, and we actually had another meeting where we brought him and six or seven other people who are interested in doing health and fitness related things. And, you know, I think Madison's going to get a reputation as a really healthy, exercise focused town if these young people have their way.
All right.
So that would be great.
Health awareness.
Yeah. Right. And to include food, you know, we, Zach and his classes and some of the folks that have come have encouraged us and prompted us to start offering some more healthy options in the coffee house.
Okay.
Now those cinnamon twists you like.
Oh, wow.
I don't think those will be on the healthy option.
I hope you keep them on there, though.
Yeah, we will. We will. Believe me, we're not going to get rid of the pastries entirely. But, you know, we think it's a good idea to have a place where you can grab some protein bars or some homemade protein shakes and some fresh options either before or after your workout.
Good.
Looking forward to that.
And that's fair. That's kind of a new. Zach started what before Christmas
just
or something.
Just a couple months ago.
And couple months
been
ago, yeah.
Super popular. So okay. We're excited to see what the future.
And
can
if you wanted to sign up for Zach's classes, you can come in here and talk?
You can, okay. And then, or to contact him directly. We'll have his contact information here and a schedule of his classes. So, yeah, I'm excited to see where that all goes.
Okay.
You know, we got a couple other reoccurring things that happen every month that I'd like to highlight, if I could. We just started a new one, a business networking group that's meeting the last Tuesday of the month in the evening. Just kind of a pizza and beverage kind of event, no agenda, just come in and meet each other and see how each small businesses or people who have kind of a side gig can help each other be successful. So
Yeah, I attended that meeting and I was amazed that, you know, it's a networking thing.
Yep.
And if you're a business owner, you have to network.
Yep. And if you're starting a new business or if you have an idea or if you're new to town, it's a great place to come and make those connections that might help you be successful.
And I met new people that I did not, and the people that I knew, I didn't know they did what they did.
Right, right. There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of things going on in town. And it, you know, if we kind of help each other succeed, then, you know, everybody succeeds in the process.
Right.
So
good.
A couple other things that happen every month that we've kicked off lately is the Welcoming Communities Program. So this is a program we're working on with Southwest Initiative Foundation and University of Minnesota Extension. They have a whole program that helps communities determine how to make their area more welcoming to newcomers, to new businesses, to new Americans, to new ideas. So when a community is perceived as being welcoming, it's a community that people want to move to, start businesses in, expand in. So there's great reasons to do this. It's the right thing to do to be welcoming of your neighbors, but it's also a great way to help make the business climate more amenable to new businesses. So the Welcoming Communities program happens on the second Tuesday of the month. I'll have to get back to you, but it's this week on Tuesday. And if anybody's interested in being involved in the Welcoming Communities program, please just get a hold of me. We'd love to develop a big team of folks who are welcomers in the community.
I know years ago, some towns had a welcome lady or something like that. So it's something similar to that, but on a larger scale.
On a larger scale, and kind of looking at the whole community and the area as a whole and determining where we could do better.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that the welcome mats rolled out for anybody new to the area.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And speaking of that, there's every day we meet somebody who's moved to the area, whether it's a returnee. We had some, I think, class of 84 folks show up today who are returning to the area. And it's great to get them involved and integrated into the community right away when they're fresh off of the cities or fresh into retirement and they still have a lot to give to the community.
Good.
Yeah. This week we are starting up our trivia again. Paul, have you been to trivia?
No, I have not been to trivia. I always want to come.
You need to do it. It's a lot of fun. Now, this year we're gonna put some rules in place. Okay. We want to have the teams be no more than about five people, because sometimes you'll have a team of eight and then a team of two. It's a little lopsided, although I have seen the teams of two win the whole thing anyway. But trivia starts again this week at 7 o'clock.
Sunday night, I played Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, yeah.
And I found out I'm not smarter than a fifth grader. So.
Well, maybe you should stay home on trivia night then.
No.
I'm just kidding.
What is trivia night again?
Trivia night's the second Thursday of every month.
Second Thursday, okay.
Yep, so that's a lot of fun. And what we do is we designate a particular charity or cause every trivia night. And the winning team gets half the pot. And the cause gets the other half.
Nice.
And then we shame the team into giving all the money. That's what we usually do. Yeah. And we're going to have a couple other fundraisers here. I am really looking forward to the night of the 13th. It's a Tuesday night. The Lacaparle Robotics team, they're having a karaoke fundraiser.
Oh, karaoke fundraiser.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, Paul.
How does that work?
Well, I talked to the organizers, a couple young ladies, and they said, you know, they're going to charge people for each song they sing. And then I suggested maybe they should let people pay to make people stop singing, too. They could raise more money.
Oh. Well, if I get up there, then they'd raise a lot of money.
Give you a five to stop, Paul.
Yeah, five to stop.
So, but that should be fun, and it's great to be able to do things like that. We have our stage with all of the audio equipment. A shout out to my brother for donating that, Eric Shellstead.
Nice.
So anybody that wants to do some kind of fundraising thing or some kind of show or use the stage in any way, just let us know. It's always available.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a fundraiser you mentioned about the robotics team.
Mm-hmm.
And, what I found out about robotics, it's expensive.
Yes.
It's way more expensive than running a basketball or football program.
It's a pricey hobby, but yeah. I think it's also, excellent way to get kids involved in engineering. And I've met some of the team members. They had a show here last year as well.
Yep.
So I'm really, really happy to help them raise some funding.
Okay.
Yeah. But on that note, charity begins at home, right? I'd like to remind everybody that we are a nonprofit, Paul.
Yeah, that's right.
last year we had some really great grant money supporting music and art events here. Well, that funding, we used all that last year, and we're trying to write some more grants and figure that out for this year. But I'd encourage people, if they have come to an event at the Merck that they've enjoyed, or if there's a particular kind of music they'd like to see or an art exhibit they'd like to have, let us know and vote with your wallet. Let us know by giving us a donation to make these things happen.
Right.
They're all tax deductible since we're a 501c3. And it's really easy to do. You can just go to our website, which is madisonmercantile.com. And up in the upper right, there's a donate button. Click that.
Easy.
You can make a one-time donation, or you can become a friend of the Merck and do a monthly donation or something like that.
And I'm guessing, if you're listening and you're a business owner and you want to sponsor a music night or something, you're welcome to that kind of thing too. Huh?
That's a great idea, Paul. So especially if you have a particular musician or type of music you like, let's say you're a radio station and you really like a particular kind of music and an artist who everybody would enjoy, if you want to sponsor that artist. It's not cheap to bring quality music way out here to the Western Edge.
Yeah.
They want to come. Musicians from that have been here before are contacting me now wanting to come back because they had great appreciative crowds out here. So if you are a business or an individual who wants to sponsor a musical event, please let me know. We'll do everything we can to get that type of music here for you.
Good. And what's that website again, Chris?
It's madisonmercantile.com.
Okay.
And the donate button is up in the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, good. And I'm guessing on your Facebook page you have that website available too.
So. It should be all there. We are in the process of updating all of those tools. So if you have any trouble finding those kind of things, just come on in for a cup of coffee and we can chat.
All right, good. So I want to encourage you to donate to the Madison Mercantile. It's a great place. Chris has done a fabulous job since she's arrived here in Madison. And just a wonderful community space for people to gather. Love coming here. So it's my favorite place to go.
Oh, I appreciate that, Paul. We always have a great conversation when you're here.
Yep.
and that I think is the most fun about running this, is having conversations and building connections and making friendships with people that I maybe wouldn't have known otherwise.
Yep.
It is so gratifying to look out into the card room, because we have a card playing room now, and see a group of people playing cards that maybe didn't know each other a month ago, or maybe they're old friends from high school and they're reconnecting. So our card and puzzle room has been just a source of joy. You walk through there and people are laughing and slapping those cards down and shaking dice. And I really love seeing the connections being made.
Yep. And then the art exhibit you have here, I just took some time. I had some time and I went to each art piece that you're exhibiting, and it's amazing to do that. And I'm not even... That's not my thing, really. But
you say it's not your thing, but you always appreciate it.
I do. I appreciate it a lot. It's an amazing art display. You have different artists.
Yeah, we do. And we're about to change our show soon, but there are so many talented people out here. Yeah. Artists, musicians, writers. I would encourage any of you that have one of those passions and one of those skills and would like to display your work, be brave. Come and do it. The community wants to see it, and we want to support your efforts.
Okay. Anything else, Chris? Cover everything?
Well, Paul, we could talk all day.
Yeah, we could.
Yes,
me and you could talk all day. I know.
Yeah, we could. But I just want to, again, thank the community for supporting everything we're doing, and a special thanks to KLQP for everything you do for the community and for your support of our efforts here.
All right. Talk to you next time then, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Chris Shelstead with Madison Mercantile, and that's been another Coffee at the Merc here on Q92.